Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people. Well, I am still basking in the glorious moments of my daughter's wedding that happened in my backyard yesterday. Yes, indeed, it was a grand day. Everything went beautifully, and so many heartfelt, touching, incredible moments. We did sparklers out in the cul-de-sac, and had beautiful speeches of love, and 150 people. 150 people in my backyard. But it was quite glorious. Finally at 1 a.m., I said to my daughter, I'm going to bed. You know, we cut the music off at 12:30 for my neighbors, and I said, I got to go to bed. I got to get up for my next party tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So anyway, it was quite an amazing, joyous time, beautiful time of everyone coming together and just love. I had so many people say to me, I think this is the best wedding I've ever been to. It was so real and so down to earth and so filled with love. We didn't stand on a lot of pomp at the circumstance. So anywho, I'm glad to be here this morning with you, not with a lot of sleep, but according to the channel, I have gobs and gobs and gobs of enough energy to do a brilliant show. So I want to remind you, our next webinar is April 19th on the teenager. And it was interesting this morning when I asked if there was any information about the teenager. They took me to core belief number 3. With the word power. I don't think I have enough power to do this. And this, of course, is create my life. And when I thought back about my years in junior high and high school, we have so many challenges during our teenage years. So I think it's going to be really interesting, this webinar, to see how our little child coincides, dovetails into our teenage years, and really what we need to look in to. Well, they want to give me something right now. Hold on. Sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. Yeah, this is what we all lose during our teenage years in the ionosphere and beyond. I am creation. I am the frequency of balance of choice and creation and the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the hole. I am the charge that creates. I am love, power, joy, and choice. My heart is open, and I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. That's the biggest thing we lose during our teenage years. The belief systems that create that are all, of course, put into play during our little child. And then the difficulty of dealing with people and dealing with peers. And the biggest thing they're saying is being judged. Oh my God, you guys, there's so much judgment in the world. There's just too much judgment in the world. I think, and I absolutely acknowledge the good things that have come out of social media, but in the long scheme of things, I think social media has been detrimental in giving people permission to judge other. So as this community, you know, whatever you judge, you are. And you're enhancing more of it and creating more of it in the world, including the judgment itself. Okay, and then they took me to Core Belief 16. This is really interesting. My intellect and my heart can't integrate. Am I going on with any of the rest of that? Okay. My intellect and my heart, my brain and my heart can't integrate because I don't know that I have enough power to create myself. So if I don't know I have enough power to create myself, I'm going to continually keep going back to my head, back to my mind, you know, which is created to question and doubt to keep you safe. And you're never going to find the answers there. Ever, 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 ever. So go to your heart, find out what the truth is for you. And all you have to do is ask, you'll hear it. And then you direct your mind and your brain to follow out your heart's guidance. All right, can I go to the callers now? Woohoo, I can. All right, Davina and Aaron and Oz, so important.
Wonderful, G.
Hi, sweetheart.
I got a disturbing call this week, and I wanted to see if you could help me figure out what the story is. I got a call that my son's ashes were found in a car that was repossessed in Tennessee, and I know why it's Tennessee, and I know whose car it was, but at this point, I can't reach the person. I'm not even sure if they're alive, but here's my son's ashes, and I'm in Texas, and his ashes now are in Tennessee that I've got to get back to me.
So what's your question?
So is his father still alive? Because it was his father's car, and I can't, and every place I had a way of contacting him, it's been disconnected or shut down. So first, I don't know if his father's still alive, and then how this might play out.
Well, I guess that's the right question. Everybody's balanced, anybody switched? No. We're getting the highest information, yes. I get that's the right question. I get a yes that he is. And, well, you know, I'm not a lawyer, baby, so I don't know what the legal stuff is between the two states. But if no one else is claiming the ashes, I would think that you have a right to claim them. But then the channel is going on, why do you want them? I know that's a weird question, but you haven't had them all these years.
Well, I had my half that I released, and so this is his father's, and I don't have to keep them. I just, you know, if his father wants them back, I don't have a problem with that. It's just a matter of I don't want them floating around somewhere.
What do you think somebody else is going to do with them, Davina? See, what this I want to know what this is really about. So, Sheets, but give me a song, any song that pops in.
Skippity doo dah.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. plenty of sunshine coming my way. Okay. You don't need this other part of these ashes for your joy, Davina. You know that, right? You haven't had them all these years. Okay. All right. So, according to what I'm hearing, you're just putting your attention on something that doesn't really matter too much. I mean, your son's soul, his beingness, is around you all the time. So, anyway, the channel is inviting you to just really look at why you're making this big deal here.
Okay.
You know, can you feel into that when they say that to you?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Because it's certainly not going to give you peace to worry over this, is it?
No, it isn't.
Remember, worry is a negative prayer.
Right.
Okay. Still got to write the writer of that show and tell him how that blew me away. I'm not getting anything higher, Davina. So that's your answer.
Okay.
And now they're giving me the song "Let It Go, Let It Go," you know, from the children's musical. So, all right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I can always tell when y'all don't get the answer you want. But my job is just to bring through the answer I get. Ilka, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Congratulations on your daughter's wedding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's
glorious evening.
Wonderful. I'm so sorry that when we did our session in August, I'll find my notes, but I kind of lost them for some time. And I wanted to ask you, I remember you were saying something that with my daughter going through struggle and that new baby will teach her grace. You mentioned the 2 years old being sick all the time somehow connected with my daughter believing that life is struggle. Can you tell me what was all that until I find my notes? Why
can't
get
tell
sick
you.
All the time?
I can't tell you, Ilka. Guys, when I'm in the channel, I purposely don't remember. So to ask me to go back to a private sweetheart.
No, I mean, can you tell me why he's sick all the time, the 2 years old?
Yes, I can tell you energetically. What's behind it? Give me a song, any song that pops in.
Well, I have no idea, but because you mentioned that Let It Go song, that got into my mind. I don't know what that song
is. Well, but you know what the words Let It Go means.
I know.
Okay.
It's stuck in my
mind.
So
there is something that you need to let go of, that he is physically manifesting. And now we're going to a core belief. This page here. 1, 2, 5, 2. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. You need to let that go.
You mean me or my daughter?
I mean you. Because your daughter is energetically picking that up. So, guys, if we don't know what we want, we're in limbo land. Do you understand? I tell you over and over and over, the most important thing is to focus on what you want. What do I want? So right now, it's a true statement that you're very focused on how ill she is. Is that correct?
The one of the things is that I'm really kind of worried about the little baby that I thought because he was vaccinated, that's why he's sick all the time. And I'm a little worried if they vaccinate her that she might be the same or even worse.
Okay.
So kind of, I don't know why that worries me like that. So I'm doing my best to get out of this state of mind.
Yeah, well, see, well, good, because we've got a theme going already. Let it go, let it go. You know, whatever you worry about, you create more of. That doesn't mean that you don't do your due diligence in researching, okay, and finding out everything. Does mean that if you know what you don't want, and we all do, we ask what's the opposite positive and start focusing on that. So start focusing on the health and wellness of both the kids.
Yeah, I was there for the week, and he was throwing up and sick, and that's why they pulled him out of the daycare, and the little one got sick because of him. So I enjoyed him very much, but that was kind of one of the things that, you know, being sick like that, like a grandma,
kids,
I was worried a little bit.
Okay, kids get sick. It's just a part of building up their immune system. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, from what your word said, they're continually sick, like all the time. Are they or not?
He, the 3 years old, yeah.
Is he sick all the time?
Most of the time.
With what?
Well, I guess in daycare mostly, but...
What do you mean he's sick with daycare?
Well,
he's sick
cold,
because
flu,
of daycare.
He has something, ear infections, mouth, foot, throat or something, that kind of disease that I wasn't familiar with. And he gave them flu when my little granddaughter was born. So my daughter was sick with flu, giving birth, and she needed extra care, and they were all sick.
Okay, that's the highest question now, is why are they all sick?
Mm-hmm.
And once your daughter gets clear about what she wants, energetically, the sicknesses can clear up, and the state of health can be placed. So this is interesting to me with our new work with the IDFs. Okay. Well, what the channel's saying is, not knowing what you want is a sickness.
Wow.
And if we are going to create the state of health perfection, we have to know what we want in every area of our life.
Yeah. That's profound.
You understand? Well, that's a pretty big piece of information they just gave us there, guys.
Yeah, that's totally amazing. Thank you for that.
Okay, so tell her to start making
the
list.
She doesn't know what she wants yet.
Yeah, make a list. Write down everything she wants in the positive. The channel keeps telling all of you that over and over and over again.
Okay, thank you so much.
And that energetically is going to help.
Yeah. Thank you.
What she wants, first of all, is for health and wellness to abound for herself and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
yeah.
So do you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we keep focused on the sickness, you're going to get more sickness. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ilka. You're
love
welcome,
you.
Sweetheart. I love you too, sweetie. All right, Christine in Long Island, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Congratulations. I heard about the wedding. Sounded really nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful, and now I get to go back and work my butt off to pay for it.
Oh, so worth it, right?
Yep.
So worth it. Yeah.
What can
so
I answer
I was,
for you today?
Okay. Well, how do I explain this very quickly? My son has a one-year-old small husky mix, and I'm kind of, well, he works full-time, and everyone is out of the house, and it's really a rough time for me. He gets into everything. He can chew anything. If he gets alone for 5 minutes, I'm like, where are you? And sure enough, he's destroying something. But the other side is he's being the puppy. He's a male. He's unneutered. I can't neuter him. So
why? Why?
Well, because when my son took this dog, he took it from a relative who breeds these puppies. They're a special mix. They're called Pomskies. And so now this Pomsky is rare, and he's a stud. So being the fact that he has the dog, the owner takes him back and will stud to, you know, have more of that type of
okay.
puppy.
So
yeah.
Basically, Christine, you're taking everybody else's responsibility, and you don't want it.
It's hard for me, yeah.
Well, you don't want it, period. You don't want it. Okay, so you tell your son, you know, he's got to get a daycare for the dog, he's got to give him back, or he has to create some other arrangement. You're not doing this any longer.
Okay. Okay.
Now, how does that feel when I say that?
Okay, it makes me feel like I'm taking away something he loves. He's been through traumatic things, recently, and this dog he's really attached to it. And so we're talking about, like, breaking hearts, and so that, you see where I'm where
so
I stand.
You, so
with
in
that.
Other
yeah.
words, you feel guilty.
Yes.
For saying what you need.
Yes.
That in the interim, the other thing you can try is tell him he has to pay for a trainer to come in and train the dog.
Okay.
Now, look, puppies chew on shit. That's what puppies do. So have a bunch of stuff that he can chew on.
I do. I do. I'll get more. Okay.
But, guys, you got to train him.
Okay.
You know, my daughter's dogs are, as far as I'm concerned, totally unhandable.
Okay.
You know? And it's because they haven't trained them. They haven't trained them not to jump on people. They haven't trained them, you know, not to jump in the pool and then come up and jump on me. Dogs have to be trained. Kids have to be trained. And we are in the business of retraining ourselves. But the gift in this for you, Christine, is you coming forward and saying what you have to have. So start asking yourself, how can we keep the dog and support my son with the dog and make the dog livable for me, because I'm not doing this anymore. So how can I create a trainer? There's a lot, even Petco has puppy training.
Okay.
You know, but start asking how you can solve this problem instead of just getting frustrated about all the stuff they chew up.
Yes.
You know. Because they're going to continue to do that until you train them. Like, it's taken me a couple of years to train Freedom not to charge another dog on a walk. Because she was trained to go after another dog. So I had to retrain her, just like we're retraining our own brains. Do you understand? Okay.
I do.
But don't
I do.
Feel guilty about asking for what you need, you know? You can have it all. You can have it all, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
No, you can have it all. It's not a dream. That's what you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Again, guys, ask, what do I want? What do I want? Jereen in South Dakota, you're on.
Yes. My question is, should I address when I meet with my boss on Tuesday that in October 2021, they gave me a different, told me my title at work was changing, but it hasn't changed yet, and they haven't given me the increase in pay. And it's quite a bit. I make like $33 an hour, and I'm expecting $43. Should I address that? And
well, what do you think?
Yes. And address that they're in violation of federal labor laws? Yes. And any insight
okay.
about how to go about other than just,
okay.
yeah.
So the best way to create anything is through love, right?
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Okay, I love my job. I love working here. I love performing great in this company for you.
Yeah.
I really love being here. In 2021, you told me I was going to receive a new title with compensatory pay. I haven't received that yet, and I would really like to because I love this job. And I feel really good about what I give. Do you see that that's different? And why the hell haven't I gotten this increase?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
question is, should you address it? You knew the answer before you asked it. Of course you should. Yeah. If you were supposed to get a pay raise 2 freaking years ago and you haven't gotten it, and
what's
you
wrong
deserve
with
it, you know, well, again, guys, we get what we ask for. Kids don't ever ask for anything for Christmas. They probably don't get what they really want, do they?
Okay.
Yeah. So get clear, write down everything you want in the positive, and feel love around it. And take that into the meeting, okay? But start creating the outcome of the meeting right now, Jereen.
Yes.
Right now, in this moment, is when you start.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Thank
Got
you.
It? Yep.
Yep.
All righty. Let's go to Barbara in Arizona.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning,
thank
baby.
You, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm looking back at my notes of these calls, and everything has led me up to this point. And I believe that now I'd like to go to Costa Rica, and so I'm researching that. But on
Great.
The call, when we started out today with the core belief of my brain and heart are not integrated, I kind of got a little bit of a brain swirl on that. And so I'm wondering what my fear is about actually researching and strategizing and getting on a plane and actually going to Costa Rica.
Because you don't think you deserve it.
Oh.
That's the highest thing. So I'm really going back to your little girl. What were you taught or what was modeled to you about having the right... Those are the highest words. Having the right to get what you want. What did your mother model to you about that?
I don't have the right to do anything except cook and clean and take care of everybody else.
Yeah, well, screw that. Life's way too long to spend it cooking and cleaning and taking care of everybody else, which is a way to serve. But, Barbara, if you don't fill yourself up, if you don't fill yourself up, you don't have enough or as much to share with everybody else. I jokingly tell you guys, it took me years to find out I needed to go to Hawaii once a year. Because I was brought up, you only need what you need, Dee Dee. Well, I need to go to Hawaii. And I need to do that for me. I need to replenish me. I need to do the things that say, Dee, you love you. And we all need to do things where we tell ourselves, I'm doing this because I love myself. There's nothing higher than I'm getting, Barbara. You're just guilty about not being a victim. Be a creator of being victorious in your own life, okay?
Okay, and I'm loving this idea of field stuff. It's really feels like, you know, you're going so fast and far.
Yeah.
And it all feels like love, and I'm enjoying it, but it's kind of like a roller coaster. It's kind of like a...
It is, and...
It's a flowing that I'm not experienced in.
We're just touching the tip of the iceberg. There's more information, lots more... there's going to be information on the IDF fields, on the teenager thing, on our teenager webinar. Well, that's interesting. Because my whole purpose and why the channel brought this into us is that I am consistently holding the intention that, and this was the first thing I ever asked when my channel opened up, I want a way we can heal ourselves. Now, in our dialogue, as far as we've come, I want a way that we unconditionally know that we create the state of health and wellness within us. That we don't need anyone outside of ourselves, the state of health and wellness. So when I say that, can you believe it, Barbara?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you believe it? See, it goes to no. We all can believe it, me included, Barbara, but that's the jump we need to make, because as you believe, it's delivered to you. So we all have to believe that we are, have enough power, you see. We have enough power to create the health and wellness within our own bodies. So we're coming together to claim and direct ourselves to absolutely believe that, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Wow, you opened up a can, didn't you?
Woo! I love you all.
I love you too, baby. Thanks for bringing all that in. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry I cut you off, baby. Vicki, what's up?
Hey, happy wedding, post-wedding day.
thanks, baby.
I love the idea of doing the sparklers in the cul-de-sac.
I have
friends that are getting married. I think I'll suggest sparklers. That sounds beautiful.
You know, they were very long ones, and we made sure that there were safety things intact. That's why we did a cul-de-sac away from all the trees, and we made a big circle, and everybody pointed their in toward the circle, and that was their first dance.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was. Oh, there were so many special things. And my daughter lost her daddy when she was almost 7.
Yeah.
My fiance lost his mother at 14. And so she had a beautiful tribute video made showing his mother throughout her life with him, and showing Christopher and her throughout her life With Chris. Oh my God, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, what an imaginative idea to bring in. That's gorgeous.
Yeah. To really honor the people started who they were, you know, that brought them in. And it was all done to that song from Wicked, Because I Loved You.
Oh, wow.
I have been changed for good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here I go. Sorry. Such a beautiful moment last night.
So beautiful. Oh, I can imagine. Wow. And I met Tay at Creative Station. He was lovely. Just a lovely man.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He is the most beautiful heart. And, you know, they just laugh all the time. They just laugh.
That's good.
And,
wow.
So, of course, they create a lot because they laugh a lot.
Yes.
Did you have a question, Vicki?
I do. Okay, back to the intrinsic data field patterns.
Uh-huh.
My question is about when you brought in the idea that you could direct the alignment of the ideas on behalf of somebody else. And that is what I'd like to see if there's more info about.
There is. They're saying there's lots more info, and they can give us one thing right now. We know from the history of our work, Vicki, that, again, guys, think of an onion and all the layers of an onion.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, a lot of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, you have to address one layer and get that into balance, and then that peels off and you get the next one. So this is a piece of information that they can give us today on behalf of doing, no, they won't let me use those words, say, I was going to say doing the work for other people, and they said, no, it's not about that. So that's the first thing we have to get clear about, is that it's not about doing the work that we have done over the last several years with the electrical field.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is the biggest thing we can do for others, those are the highest words, yes, is to direct them to connect with and align with the IDF patterns, perfection that they are. So the highest thing we can do for them, for others, is the claim that we do for ourselves. So that means we're bringing ourselves into alignment with the IDF patterns. And again, IDF patterns are intrinsic data fields, which hold patterns throughout eons and eons since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And those
it's kind of like when you've always said on the electrical side, for other people, the best you can do is to send them to their own I am presence.
That's
and
right.
And so this is on the other side of it with the IDFs, it's a version of that that goes in a different way. So is that right?
When I say that's right, I get a no.
Okay. No,
so
I'm not saying it.
In the electrical field, we have directed the electrical beings that we are to send out the electrical impulses so that the electromagnetic universe can respond.
Beautiful.
The IDFs We are simply directing ourselves to be in alignment with the IDFs and the perfection that they are. Now, the difference is, A, the IDF fields are not electrical. They stand on their own.
Okay.
So our impulses, our thoughts and our feelings do affect the IDFs, the field of the intrinsic data fields, because if we continue to send out negative limiting beliefs about them, we cannot align with the IDF. So the work we do with the electrical systems and how we believe and how we feel, right, are dependent on whether we tap into this whole new area of, they're letting me use the word energy. There's a higher word than energy. Does it exist in our, it doesn't even exist in our vocabulary. But there's a higher word. Well, now they're, the highest word that we have is beingness. So the highest word that we have to describe the IDFs is the state of beingness.
And okay.
The state of beingness, from what I understand, Vicki, is no positive, no negative.
Like the 0 point kind of thing.
It's a 0 point kind of thing. Exactly.
Okay.
That
wow.
place where all perfection exists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of like the original imprint of the divine. It's like the original stuff or whatever, plasma or whatever.
I get a yes on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Question, dude. I learned
well,
a lot there.
I'm sure you'll have a webinar on it. I'm just so curious about it, you know.
Yeah, me too. I just know, guys, right now it's really important for us. And again, the statement is, I direct me or myself to align with the IDF, the intrinsic data fields, and the perfection that they are. It's vitally important for the peace of our nation, for the peace in our world. Don't get all involved in this angst that everybody's talking about World War III and all that garbage. You know that you are the creator of peace, or creator of fear that will feed into all that blah, blah, blah. You know, they've been talking about this far as I can remember, when I was a little girl getting under my table at school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, dear God, like that was anything, right?
Right.
So I'm going back to, again, the statement, worry is a negative prayer.
Love it.
Yep. Me too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dee, so much.
You bet. Oh, that was really, really, really informational for all of us. All right, Miss Erin in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Mm-hmm.
My question, because I am creating health perfection now, and I'm curious about the energetic background behind nerve pain that I have had since I was about 12 or 13. So for about 40 some years.
Okay, definitely has to do with your mom. And it happened during childbirth. Do you know anything about your birth?
I don't. The only things that I were told were about, you know, how lovely and wonderful it was, the in terms of what happened with what my mom told me. The other things that she mentioned were that the hospital was undergoing remodeling. So there was just some...
There was some kind of trauma involved. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. I was never told anything about
that.
They
just keep giving me the words traumatic birth, traumatic birth.
Mm.
And it was not physical.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to go to a core belief. This page here. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Okay, we're not taking all those words. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you. And I can understand that one. Is it my understanding? Yeah. Even though I love you and I want you and I've wanted you forever, I'm scared to death to bring you into this world because what if I screw it up?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's a traumatic energy for a child to receive. You can understand that, right?
Absolutely. My parents were 20 and 21.
Yeah, well, there you go. What the hell do I do with this?
Right? Yes.
Which is, oh, wow. We all pick up that trauma, guys. There's always that, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do it right? Am I going to be able to handle it? That's always going on in childbirth, they're saying. And we, okay, so you see, now, that's an IDF pattern. That is literally in our intrinsic data field. Now, they said IDFs are all positive. The state of IDFs are all positive. And that thought of, I love you, but I'm threatened by you, that we took on ourselves, because you take on the energy and the belief systems of the parents, you know, you're born into. You absorb all that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are all going, I love me, but I'm threatened by me. Will I be able to be born? Will I know what to do with myself?
Right.
Yeah. My God. Dear God, I so get that. Don't we all get that? Am I going to be able to? Will I do it okay? Will I do it well? Can I be born here? Can I be born there? Wow. Let's balance that for ourselves and all energy, okay? On behalf of ourselves and all energy, we direct the energy of who we are, all of us, to align with the IDFs and the perfection that they are. And we claim, I love me, I embrace me, I trust me, and I create me. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love. So it is. My God, that's huge, you guys. Look at what we did in this show today. All the stuff we brought together. And here I, you know, when I got up, I went, okay, am I too tired to do this show? And the channel started laughing. She said, because you're tired. a lot of great stuff is going to come in. And here we are.
Wow. Here we are.
Here we are. So
my mother died a month ago today, and it does feel like this nerve pain is intensifying. I don't know that that has anything to do with it.
Death and birth are the same thing. You see, she's just been born somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't embrace that in all of our births, whether it's a job or creating a child, or if we don't embrace in every kind of birth that we love ourselves, accept ourselves, and absolutely know that we create the brilliant handling of everything, there will be trauma. So on behalf of your mother being reborn back into the energy, because that's all death is we just have another birth in another place. Okay. We're claiming her peace and her love and her trust in herself, that she is loving herself and creating easily all the desires of her heart wherever she is.
Thank you so much, Erin.
You bet. And now you get to let it go.
Okay? Yeah.
That's kind of the theme of today. Let it go. Let it go and just create with love and joy. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else? You bet. Around everything we've talked about in this show today, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth, invoking the violet flame, the golden light, which cleanses and washes out all the shifted energy, brings it into love, acceptance, joy, and peace. And so it is. What a freaking show. I love you guys so much. We're way over. Let's say it with me.
Thanks for joining me on.
Sorry. My bad. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.